you want to learn how to be able to speak, and the professionalism is so important. As Rich Dad says, you know, that your financial report card, it really comes down to how you speak the language. If you don't know the language of finance, if you don't know what a cap rate is, if you don't know what a cash on cash return is, or as my partner likes to say, the PPU, the profit per unit, all of these acronyms that you use in the business, you're going to get lost. Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and we're in the studio today at the G-Dad's house. We didn't even go downtown. I'm down here in Florida, and we're talking something big. What does it take to get a deal under contract? Now, that's a big thing for someone looking to get into this business, because ultimately, if you don't have your system set up properly, you don't have the right team, it's going to be a big challenge. So I got the G-Dad here in the house. We're getting passionate today. Gino, what does it take to get a deal under contract if you're starting out?
Before I give away all the secrets, what I want you to do, I want you to subscribe and like the video, because we're going to give you a ton of actionable steps here. Because when we started out, it took us 18 months to find the first deal. Do you remember that? That was painful.
It took 18 months because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have the team and we didn't have the credibility in place until we created the credibility book. So I think we can start there. Gino, you want to break down the credibility book and how that sort of morphed and helped our evolution.
If you want to call it a pitch book, a credibility book, a business plan, at the very least, you should have at least a one pager about yourself. And it would have been nice if Jake and Gino had that one pager in the very beginning to say, hey, Gino's a business owner. He owns a restaurant. And oh, by the way, Gino owns 15 or 20 units at the time. It would have been really good. The brokers would have understood, hey, he's a small business owner. He has capital. Jake is a sales executive. Well, maybe sales executive, but he was out there working for a Fortune.
Sales professional.
Sales professional. He was working for a Fortune 100 company. So there's two serious individuals here. What we're trying to do is trying to scale into multifamily. It's all about telling a story, telling a narrative. At the end of the day, the broker, the banker, they look at numbers, but they look at you. You've got to become a better storyteller. And how do you do that? You do that through using a credibility book or the one pager. And with the credibility book, what we did with it, and it was especially on our third deal. I remember Jake put it together. He goes into the banker. We had no business buying this deal. Fortunately, we had another partner. Slams it on the desk. The banker looks at him and goes, I've never seen this before. It's about 20 pages long. We actually killed a few trees with it, right? Doesn't matter. You got to do what you got to do. And obviously, you can email it. But having it there with the color pictures and in the credibility book, the information that we had in there was we were talking about the market, Knoxville market at the time. We were talking about the growth. We were talking about the assets that we owned. We're talking about the business plan that we're going to implement. That was all in the credibility book. And you may be saying to yourself, hey, I don't have any deals yet. If you don't have deals, put in a case study of a deal that you're looking to do. That's what you do. For us, when we started, I only had a couple of duplexes. I remember I had the restaurant. My mom had a couple of apartments upstairs. They weren't even mine, but I said, hey, I'm managing them. Anything that you can put in there to show yourself to be credible. And if you don't, possibly partner up with somebody who does, utilize their experience and put it into your credibility book. But tell the story. If you're looking for the deal, put that deal in the book and tell the banker, the broker, what the story looks like about the deal, how you're going to add value to the deal, and why they should be selling you the deal. You need to become the salesperson. That's the biggest mistake that Jake and I made early on. That's why it took us 18 months. We weren't the salespeople. To the sales agent, to the realtor, to the broker, to the banker, you have to go out there and sell yourself. They are going to continually feed you deals. So you have to learn how to sell yourself, Jake.
So Gino made a great point. It took us 18 months to get that first deal done because we didn't have a credibility book. We were going into these deals and it was unprofessional. When you have a credibility book, and Gino will send you one, hit him up. We'll send you one of our original ones because right now it's advanced. It's morphed a little bit, but Gino will send you one of our original credibility books. Hit him up, Gino@JakeandGino.com. He'll send that over to you. But our first deal that we did, I went into the banker's office. And I was at the time, I think, 29 years old, and the banker was probably 79. And that's okay, but there's a big age gap there. But if I'm a 79-year-old banker and I'm meeting with 29-year-old Jake, well, he better bring his A game. And that's what the credibility book allowed me to do. I went through it. And the cool thing was, at the time I was a sales executive, they actually taught us to read upside down. So I was able to flip through the book and go through the points. Look, our group has this right now. We showed the few duplex units that Gino owned. We have capital to invest. Here's our business plan: buy right, manage right, and finance right. And we started going through these things and how we were going to reposition the property, how we were going to put professional management in place. And so that's why it's so important to have this credibility book, because it bridged from, hey, these guys don't have anything, to now they're going to buy a 25 unit apartment complex. And that's one of the great things about the community that we run right now, is that you may be looking for a partner. You may be looking for somebody with capital. You may be looking for someone with experience. That's really where the Jake and Gino community comes into play, because it gives all those resources that are around buying right, managing right, and finance right. And that's what it takes to make sound multifamily investing happen.
And now that you say that, that brings up a great point, Jake. A lot of our students, and by the way, the students have closed over 60,000 units. They've closed over $4 billion in assets. A lot of the students actually put us in their credibility book. You know, when you're going out and talk to professionals, well, where have you learned the business? And it's important that once you put us out there and they go out and they check out a Jake and Gino and they see our social media and they see our YouTube page and all the content that we create, well, okay, they know what they're doing. And using us as that lever, a lot of the students have done that to say, hey, there are mentors, there are coaches out there. You want to learn how to be able to speak, and the professionalism is so important. As Rich Dad says, you know, that your financial report card, it really comes down to how you speak the language. If you don't know the language of finance, if you don't know what a cap rate is, if you don't know what a cash on cash return is, or as my partner likes to say, the PPU, the profit per unit, all of these acronyms that you use in the business, you're going to get lost. The banker's going to look at you and go, huh? We were just on a call with the banker literally 20 minutes ago. And he was saying to us, y'all been doing this for a long time. I see what you guys have a business plan. We're prepared. We got on the call. We made the points. We showed our credibility out there. Exactly. And he looked at us. He's like, I'll get something together with you within the next day. And that's what it is. You have to be prepared. You have to understand, even if we had no units on that call, we would still be prepared with that credibility book. We would still go through our business plan, and we'd still go through what we want to do with the property. Having that exit strategy is important. The bank is going to be your biggest partner. They're going to give you up to 80% of the deal. So if you think about it, they're a huge component to the deal. They just want to know that their money's safe, and you have to be there to let them know that it's safe. And having that credibility book, it may take you several hours to put together. Rip off and duplicate. Like Jake said, hit me up, Gino, jakeandgino.com. You can take ours, template it out, restructure yours for your market, and use ours.
If you haven't done a deal yet, the best piece of advice I can give you is to start building your team, okay? Get the credibility book from Gino and start building your team. You're going to need an insurance broker on. You're going to need a real estate broker. You're going to need finance. You're going to need mortgage brokers on your team. Start building these people out in your local community, because when it gets to the point, if you're speaking to a seller, you're speaking to a sales broker, they may ask you, so who are you financing this with? Who are you getting insurance for? I know insurance is going up these days, yada, yada. If you do not network, if you do not get out there, multifamily is a team sport. You need to start building these relationships, or you're never going to make it. So I think the first key, start networking, get out there and build these relationships. Gino, any final words before we sign off?
And that's really important, Jake. You need to be an expert of the market. When we were on with a banker a little while ago, we know that rents can go to $1,200. We know what the expenses per unit is. We know what the CapEx budget is. We know what labor costs in that market. We understand contract services. So you need to understand the market implicitly. Now, the other thing I would direct you all to, go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Every month we're doing a webinar, and on that page, you can register for the following months and look at the previous month's webinar. The one we're running this month is all about financing and about using creative solutions. So go to jakeandgino.com/webinar, sign up for this month's webinar. And once again, it's all about preparation. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
You're the man. Give it a fist bump there. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's your G-Daddy, resident G-Daddy. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.